help you and your problems. And this one, it was a time-sensitive issue.
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Yeah. Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
What's up there, Douchey McDouchey?
What's going on?
Brought to you by our friends at On the Vine Marketplace in Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter and Route 1 in Scarborough. Great butcher counter, meat counter, all kinds of great produce and local, everything that's in season when it's in season. But awesome, you know, just because the grill is on the back deck covered with snow doesn't mean you can't use it. Unveil that thing, wheel it over next to the house, like I said last week.
Use it to melt snow, too.
Yeah, get it right over close to the house, enough to so it melts the siding and stuff. And you just do it right outside the sliding glass door and grill. But today's selection apparently deals with someone who's got a pressing issue this weekend.
Okay. He starts it with, this is a time-sensitive matter.
We're here to help, man. It's what we do. We're your friends.
The long and short of things, I was invited to volunteer at the playoff Patriots game, serving beer this weekend. I previously have volunteered to go up to my father-in-law's place in Maine to do some electrical work. He has contractors going up there to finish the walls and ceilings, so he has to get the electrical work done. I'm a handyman and can cut the cost of his guys in half by helping him out. I was just asked to go to the Patriots game on Wednesday. I've committed to myself to Maine and my father-in-law months ago. I would be stiffing my father-in-law to go to the game. So would I be a douchebag for not going to Maine and helping out my father-in-law? I would love all of the buzz opinions and all the listeners, because I don't know what to do. Do I ditch working all weekend, no cell service, no TV up there, or go to the game and not help out my father-in-law? Please help me. I'm troubled. I'm a nice guy. I want to help everyone out. Thanks, Laura. Love you guys. 17 plus years of listening.
This is both simple and complicated at the same time.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that complicated.
Well, it's complicated. At all. You know, what I mean by that, Kelly, is it's simple and complicated. On my surface, I have my answer, but the complications come in the fact that he needs to be there, right? Because if all of the contractors are going to be up there and doing that work in that day, and he's got to be there to work with them and make sure that everything is right,
you got to get the electrical work done before they finish the walls and the ceilings.
Like for me, the answer is. It's pretty simple. You got a chance to go down to the Patriots game. Work the Patriots game. Go to the Patriots game.
No,
it's a playoff game.
I'm opposite of you.
Oh my God.
I am opposite of you.
What are you talking about?
You made
about?
A commitment
your
to father-in-law. Your father-in-law
months ago, and then this came up.
Yep, but as an adult, and knowing that your father-in-law has to pay these contractors to finish the walls and ceilings, and you have to do the electrical work before they do that. You know what your father-in-law would have to do? Is hire an electrician to come in and do what you said you would do because you're going to a Patriots game? I'm sorry.
Don't you got a buddy? Tell another plumber guy or electrical guy.
The question is, would I be a douchebag for not going to Maine? Yes.
You'd be a douchebag if you didn't go to Maine and didn't send somebody up to Maine. A
couple other factors here. Number one, it's the Titans.
Yeah.
Divisional round. Piece of cake. Knock on wood.
So am I going to be the only guy who wants this guy to go to the...
Also, listen... It's not like he's sitting front row. The guy's serving beer.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to see any of the game? He's serving beer.
Now I'm angry that we even did this one.
Why?
Because it's a slam. It's a douche. It's a slammer. It's an absolute slammer. Everybody's going to side with him helping out his dad, his father-in-law. Everybody is going to side. Because when I listen to a read it the first time, I'm like, go to the game.
You thought, when I read it to you, you go... Oh, everybody's going to say go to the game.
That's what I thought.
Serious?
Yeah.
And I thought volunteering, he's going to be down the sidelines. Maybe he's going to be wearing that thing. And now I know he's going to be slopping beer. Are you kidding me?
I was invited to volunteer at the playoff game for the Patriots. So I don't know if it's...
What did he say, serving beer, though? He says serving beer, doesn't he?
He does. He says, I was invited to volunteer at the playoff game for the Patriots serving beer. So I don't know.
How do you see? I don't understand how you see any of the game. Anyway,
I agree with you.
Maybe it might be a volunteer before.
I thought he was going to be
tailgating.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. No, they don't serve.
Complete information.
No, yeah, I see it. When I first heard it, I missed the part about serving beer because I was doing something, and that's my fault. And now I'm angry because this is going to be an absolute slam douche dunk.
Absolutely.
Because there's really no other way. No. If you were going to be down on the field volunteering, doing something cool like a cause, or maybe dressed up like one of those Patriot guys and helping with the muskets and stuff,
then I go,
okay, that's a cool once in a lifetime thing. Go to the game. But if you're going to be up there in the 300 section, behind the 300 section, where everybody's freezing their tail off, and you're going to be throwing beer at drunk people? Yeah, I'm sorry.
See, it sounds like he wants to go to the game, though. He's like, do I ditch working all weekend with no cell service or TV up there?
You're going
to
be working.
Or do I go to the game?
You're going
to
be working in a VIP tent?
No,
you know
TV.
What I mean?
It
and see
matter.
Celebrities and stuff?
It doesn't matter. No.
It does. And I'll tell you why it does.
Family member.
No, it does. Because if it's a once in a lifetime opportunity that isn't, you know,
nothing's
a line
once
of people.
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime.
The Patriots in the playoffs every year. They got two home games.
No.
The
I'm
guy's
talking,
serving beer.
Kelly, if it's an exceptional opportunity, meaning it's not the regular concourse and it's some unusual, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity that may allow you to do something you've never done before, all right, I get it. I would not stiff the guy. I would make sure somebody went in my stead. But if it was just, you know, throwing beer, pouring beer in the concession stand on the concourse, then I think, yeah, you are that would put you in the douchebag seat.
You got to take care of your father-in-law.
Father-in-law, if it's a cool experience, meaning, you know, it's down on the field or something special about it, the father-in-law might go, all right, I'll work it out.
Even that, though, a guy's under a deadline, and you agreed months ago.
Yeah.
How's deadlines come and go, Kelly?
Oh, stop it. But you don't want to be the reason. You don't want to be the reason.
I know.
You never hear the end of it.
Right. Yeah, that's setting up family problems.
I don't know. I guess I thought it was going to be it's probably going to be a slam douche dunk. I don't know. But I would have said go to the game. Laura? But I want to clarify. It's got to be a once in a lifetime. It's an average thing that I would say that he is the douchebag.
Yeah, I think you are a douchebag if you don't go to Maine.
You have to go to Maine.
Yeah, I agree. I like how you say, what if he gets to fire one of those guns and stand in the end zone?
I never said
that's
that.
That's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's not what I said. No, that's not what I said. I didn't even say that. I never said that.
Never believe what I got to do.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Just T-shirt gun.
Who's going to say no to standing on the sideline in Gillette Stadium? Who? Nobody. It would be an awesome experience for any New England fan to go down there and stand on the sideline. Are you kidding me? It'd be great. Yeah. Don't tell me it wouldn't be.
Okay.
It would be for everybody except you. Anyway, 888-556-7625. Our votes don't count. We start with Ralph. Ralph, talk to me. Who's the douchebag here?
So here's the deal, all right? He's a douchebag if he doesn't go to the game. Huh? I mean, it could be the last playoff era with Bill Brady. It could be. This could be the last hurrah.
Okay.
And his father-in-law is just going to have to say, you know what? Go to the damn game and we'll reschedule.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he can.
Okay, he's just saying right there. So,
I'm a diehard sports fan.
So,
by the way, he's serving beer. Remember that.
The question, who is the douchebag, Laura? Give me the options as far as, like, it's the guy, the writer.
Is it writer? If douchebag if he goes to the game or douchebag if he doesn't? Right. That's the option.
Okay, so it's the same guy.
Swings. Okay. The point is made. You
okay.
Know, it's
all right.
Hard
okay.
To figure
all right.
Out.
Okay. So he's a douchebag. I got to reframe this whole thing now because it's
douchebag if he goes to the game or douchebag
if he
doesn't.
Goes. All right. So douchebag if he.
No. Why don't we call the contractor's douchebag for not telling him to get to the damn game?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. I was going to say it's either going to be him or his father-in-law. Right. That's if it's people,
pressure. Getting
it's
the
him
the
or the father-in-law. Yeah. So it's and he says it's the father-in-law. That's what that guy said. So even though it's father-in-law might not be a douchebag. Joe, who's the douchebag here?
I think the young man is the douchebag. He absolutely needs to go to his father-in-law's home.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, man. Keep the peace.
I've been a diehard Patriots fan since the 70s, and I would want to go there myself. But if I committed 6 months ago to my father-in-law, that's where I'm going.
But then
you're not going to hear the end.
This really cool opportunity comes up where you get a once in a lifetime. Let's say I'm not saying
to walk around and sell beer.
Wait a second.
Being an adult.
Let me finish, for God's sake. Jesus. And now he's gone. I don't get to finish to make the ask the question
already,
I want to ask.
Yeah. There'll be more siding with that side. So,
Judy, who's the douchebag?
Judy or Jody? It's Jody.
I'm sorry. It says Judy. You might say Frank. I'd get in trouble for the same thing. Judy, Jody, whatever. Go ahead. Who's the douchebag?
This is so easy. It's easier to ask for forgiveness. Go to the game.
Wow.
For heaven's sake, go to the game.
Yeah. Okay. Selfish much.
Two for the father. No, I'm telling you, if this is a very special thing and not your average slop and beer in the concourse, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I think they'd understand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So so instead of helping me, you're going to go sell beer.
If it's an experience that would be really cool, not the average I would give it to him.
Yeah, my daughter married a loser.
Hello?
And until the day comes up when you have an excuse or something like that. Well, you can't do something.
The decapitation came up.
Mike, who's the douchebag?
Well, with so many unknown factors, if he just ditches his father-in-law, and depending on how well they get along, he's a douchebag.
Okay. All right.
So him. But if he's the electrician, go up on Friday night.
Yeah, or get one of your buddies to go up and do the favor for you. Guys do solids for each other all the time. You know, just go up and help me out. Huh?
Do you think a buddy of yours would be excited? Oh, I'll go up for the day
for nothing. With
your father-in-law and do all this work.
And you know
while
what?
You go slop beer at the game.
And not get
Make
paid.
Sure you pick me up a jersey and a program.
Bam.
I'll go do it.
Thank you.
Jersey
so,
and a
so
program.
So you think you're going to say the writer. You're going to say the writer's
a
douchebag.
I got 2-2.
Okay.
Yep. Well, with only the information
I
we
got
have.
It. That's all we got to deal with. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thanks. Let's go to Shane. Shane, who's the douchebag? We're all tied up. The writer or the father-in-law?
Father-in-law.
Look at that.
Because of the fact of he put all that pressure on his stepson to do that work at the last minute.
No, it wasn't the last minute. I gotta be honest here.
Months ago.
Yeah, six months ago, apparently.
Your mom shouldn't even count because you don't know any idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So you said the father. All right. Scotty thinks you're completely high.
Loosen your helmet.
Okay. But I don't. He didn't. All right. That is totally fine. Let's go to Steve. Oh, God. Steve, hi.
What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Steve's pretty serious.
I think it's definitely the writer. I mean, if you gave your father-in-law your word months ago that you're going to do the work, you got to be a man of your word and you got to go take care of it.
Okay, but let me ask
you. He's not going to be sitting down enjoying a game with his buddies. He's going to be slaying sparkling water. He's not going to be on the on the sidelines giving high fives and slapping butts to Brady and all that.
He just emailed me and said,
"Thank you."
It's on the sidelines.
That's special.
He's serving beer.
He's on the. Come on, that is special. He's on the sidelines. Yeah. I stand on my position.
Of course you do.
He gets a once in a lifetime thing to stand on the sidelines. I don't care if he's serving beer or not. Mm-hmm. It's in a place where nobody gets to go. That's a cool thing.
You're wicked.
Well, you don't like it, so you're not going to understand.
You're bailing out on a family member.
If you had a chance to stand side stage at Metallica, mm-hmm. and yet 6 months ago your dad asked you to help him clean the garage or whatever. Wouldn't you look at your dad and go, Dad, you've got to understand.
I would not want to disappoint my
dad. Let me tell you what your dad would say. I understand, because I know how much you love that band. Go ahead. We'll do it the next day.
I wouldn't want to disappoint my dad any more than I feel I already have.
You have. That's clearly, everybody knows that.
Yep.
The point is, though, your dad would understand.
Yeah.
Because it's a once in a lifetime. We're at 3-3. I never would have thought this
would be a 3-3. Your father-in-law all kinds of money.
Let's go to, hi, Peter. Who's the douchebag?
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning. I have to say that it would be the caller. The
writer.
The writer.
Yeah.
And I would say that also, I think the Patriots are playing on Saturday night, aren't they?
Yes.
So he could have work done during the day on Saturday and still make the game.
However,
maybe you're up in Maine or something,
a lot of people
You got to make it all the way down to Gillette.
However, though, Peter, I would say that, you know, sometimes the volunteers, they got to get there way earlier than the actual event, right? I got to imagine that being true. You know what I mean?
So, you got practice start earlier in the morning.
Yeah, thank you, man. I love that. 5:30 in the morning, you got to be there.
Where I'm at. Chain of Ponds area, Maine.
Oh, that's up there, man.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
up
he
there.
Says he has no service, no anything.
All right, so where are we at here? 4-3. All right, 4-3. All right, let's go to Ron. Welcome to the Buzz. Who's the douchebag?
This is easily the writer. If this guy thinks he's serving beer on the sideline, he's sorely mistaken. No one's serving beer on the sideline.
That's from
on the concourse, behind the counter. Giving beer to people, and he's going to see nothing.
And you know in your work with the Patriots organization. How do you know this?
Okay.
It's not work with the Patriots organization. This is a volunteer position as a fundraiser for a sports club.
Okay.
This guy's just showing up.
Okay.
He's getting some kid's getting paid like $12 an hour so he can serve beer and see nothing.
I think this is a man. This
could it be
kid.
A deal where if it's a charity thing, they're done serving beer at halftime and he gets the whole second half on the sidelines?
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know.
They don't stop serving beer until what? End of the third quarter?
I don't know. I don't know. All right, well, your vote counts. Your vote counts, and there it is.
Nice. Common sense.
Good for you.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
You know, if you're going to go down, if you're going to be throwing Coors Light or whatever it is, you know, up in the concourse, then you go to Maine. But if it's something pretty cool, I would understand. I, as your father-in-law, would understand. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying just talk to your father-in-law first.
Yeah, don't stiff the guy. And if you can't go, if you don't go, then send somebody up there in your stead. Buddies do that for each other. Yeah. I'll go up, I'll do the day, but you got to bring me back a jersey.
Prior commitment.
4 hours up to Maine.
Yeah.
Spend all day with your father-in-law.
Yeah, some people like it up
drive
there. It's a
beautiful
place.
4 hours back while you serve beer.
Mm.
Go for the brownie points, anyway, man.
Yeah, go for the brownie points. Yeah, that'll help you out. That's an experience you could tell later. The brownie points, please. Anyway, good luck.